Welcome to Strategic Renewal. I'm Doreen Milano, and today we're diving into the shifts and strategies that help leaders reinvent themselves and their businesses. This is Strategic Renewal on Now Media Television. Welcome to Strategic Renewal. I'm Doreen Milano, and this is where I explore true business growth begins from the inside out, because renewal is not only about expanding what I do, it's about strengthening how I think, how I lead, and how I build. So today, I have the distinct pleasure of being joined by Sandhya Jindal, correct? Jindal?
That's correct.
She's the founder of Jindal CPA Firm, a CPA. She's a certified tax coach and fractional CFO who helps business owners create stronger financial clarity, better profitability, and smarter long-term decisions. Isn't that awesome? Sandhya, I'm so glad you're here today.
Thanks for having me, Doreen. I'm really excited.
I know. It's been a long time since we've had a chat.
Absolutely.
I'm going to open the conversation by challenging one of the biggest assumptions in business, that more revenue automatically means more success. Now, you and I both know that's not the truth. However, I really want to explore how strategic renewal begins when I stop chasing volume and start building real financial strength. So I want to really understand more about, why do so many business owners confuse growth with financial health?
You know, this is one of my favorite topics to discuss, and I'm glad you brought this up.
I'm glad.
Basically, the biggest challenge here is that, you know, we live in a world where we all come in from different realms, and we're passionate about businesses, and that's why we went out on our own to start a business. However, not a lot of us have that financial background. So what we really automatically rely on is the business growth, which comes from looking at the sales or the revenue that you bring into the business, right? So that's how the growth is anticipated. However, what businesses do not know is that if we do not have the growth associated with the financial strategy that helps with the healthy status of being in the business, that growth can be very limited and very short-term, right? What do I really mean by that is, if we only focus on sales and revenue, which is what growth focuses on, we are completely eliminating the financial health, which I see as the net profit or the bottom line, what we're leaving a lot of money on the table. And the fact that a lot of businesses fail, 50% of the businesses fail in the United States in the first 5 years.
Yeah.
That's a big number to consider.
And absolutely.
That's why business owners are mainly focusing on the growth, because they come from that scarcity mindset that, hey, I don't want to fail, so I need to make it happen, right? The sales are the number one priority.
I get it.
Yeah.
So with that being said, what are the warning signs that business, my business or any business needs to look at when we're talking about successful on the inside versus what's on the outside? It's not always about producing a strong profit. What are the other things that are underneath that we need to pay attention to?
So, you know, for us to look at the warning signs, again, going back to our discussion about growth and financial health, I think it applies here too. Basically, when we know that, well, we have a lot of orders coming in, we have a lot of clients, we have a lot of, you know, sales that are happening in the business. However, the profit is not looking strong, or it's not, it's not looking healthy. And the very first sign for us to see that is, again, cash flow, right? So cash flow is the king for any business owner. So more than the financials or anything else, the business owner cares about cash, because that drives our decisions in the upcoming future. So the moment you start seeing signs that you are low on cash, you know that your profitability is not where it needs to be. That's a simple strategy for you to look at to understand that you need help at this point.
Great analogy. I mean, cash is king, we all know that. But that means that we have to be forward thinking as well as present thinking to really understand what we're missing and what we need to put into the business to make things actually work, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's where, you know, that strategic thinking comes in. But having to see that very first warning sign on, okay, what's going on? Like, if I don't see my revenues converting or generating a healthy bottom line, and my cash is constantly on a low end, that's the very first warning sign that you need to switch to more strategic growth and more strategic financial health than just relying on your emotions.
Cyndia, so tell us, how does pricing, expenses, and structure determine whether growth creates freedom or pressure?
So I'll give you an example. My background is in manufacturing, and I was working with one of the manufacturing companies, and looking at the data now, you know, pricing, expenses, and structure, you know, the biggest thing in the issue that we found was that the pricing was not right, was not evaluated or financially driven. It was more emotional driven, so emotions driven, right? So what the sales team was doing was they were going out and they were selling the products and they were bringing large orders in. However, it was creating immense amount of pressure in the, within the company to use the resources that they had efficiently and still not see the bottom line grow, right? So that's where they brought us in. We evaluated that being a manufacturing company, the landed cost, which is their main, you know, shipping duties, those kind of costs were not properly allocated at each product level. So we came in, we bumped up the pricing of our products because we are not recording our cost accordingly. That means that the sales team was looking at the wrong numbers. They were bringing in the orders that were not profitable. Even though they were getting large sums of orders, they were not, you know, it was creating a lot of pressure within the company. And the moment we fixed that, you know, everything started flowing
so
beautifully.
From what you're saying, what I'm understanding is that your margin counts a lot in
Absolutely.
That process. So if you don't understand what your margin is, you need to go back and really study and figure out what your margin is so that you know that what you're selling is actually going to bring money to the bottom line.
Yeah, right? And margins can be looked at as your gross profit margins and your net profit margins.
Yeah.
And both are equally important, especially in the trades or construction or manufacturing industries. Gross profit margin plays a huge role. So we have to make sure that it is healthy.
So along those lines, what do we need to understand about profit if we want to build a business that is sustainable and not just busy? Because a lot of people have businesses and they stay really busy in that business, but they're not making the money that they really want to make. So what do we need to understand about that?
So again, to focus on the sustainability of a business, we have to look into putting together a long-term strategy and not just short-term accomplishments, right? So mm-hmm. growth can be short-term if the long-term strategy is not in place. So if we want sustainable growth and sustainable profits, we have to make sure that the company is putting together measures for cash flow visibility. They have to understand how to manage their debt. They have to understand how viable their profit margins are before they can experience that long-term growth, which comes pain-free.
Well, pain-free growth is always the best, right?
That is the best. That's what's expected.
So what's the mindset shift that has to happen to help stop chasing bigger and start building stronger? There is a mindset shift there, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, one of the things that I, when I communicate with my clients is that there's a whole approach to working passively versus actively, right? So if you are a passive decision maker, so something that has already happened in the past, and you know, you're getting to know a month later about it, you're always going to play the catch-up game, right? In order for you to build something stronger and for your future generations to come, you have to put some proactive strategy in place. And that proactive strategy would be a combination of your financial strategy and your tax strategy. Again, you know, understanding what challenges you're facing currently and how does that impact your financials and your decision making. Once you have that clarity, you're already on your path to building something stronger.
Wow. So what really stands out to me already in this conversation is that, number one, we have to be proactive instead of reactive. Number two is that growth without profit can look exciting for a while, but it does not always create sustainability. Up next, we're going to take a look at tax strategy in a completely new and different way. I'm very excited about this. And not as a seasonal obligation, but as part of how I build a smarter business that lasts all year long. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. We'll be right back with more insights on renewing your focus, your energy, and your path forward. This is Strategic Renewal on Now Media Television. And we are back. I'm Doreen Milano, and you're watching Strategic Renewal on Now Media Television. Let's continue exploring what it means to embrace change and grow with purpose. So welcome back to Strategic Renewal. I'm Doreen Milano, and stay connected to this show and every Now Media TV favorite, live or on demand, anytime you like. Download the free Now Media TV app on Roku or the iOS and unlock nonstop bilingual programming in English and Spanish. On the move, catch us on a podcast. Jump into a podcast at www.nowmedia.tv. From business and news to lifestyle, culture, and beyond, Now Media TV is streaming around the clock, ready whenever you are. And I'm back with Sandhya Jindal. And now we want to talk about something that affects every business owner, but too often gets treated like an afterthought. It's called tax strategy. Oh my goodness. And as you're watching, we just got done with tax season, but some of you are need to prepare for next year's tax season. That's why we're talking to Sandhya. And as you're watching, I want to ask yourself, am I treating tax planning like a last minute task, or am I using it as a part of how I lead my business with intention? I'm going to shift the conversation into the power of proactive tax planning. I want to show that when we treat tax strategy as part of a bigger picture, we create more room for reinvestment, better planning, and less stress. And everybody wants less stress in running their business, right? So, Sandhya, the first question I have for you is, why should tax planning be part of my business strategy all year long instead of something I think about only during tax season?
That's a great question, Doreen. Before I answer that, I just want the audience to understand that, you know, tax strategy versus financial strategy, you know, there might be two providers or two specialists that may be working with a business on bringing those together. However, when we look at the financials of a business owner, we always want to make sure that anything that we are suggesting as a CFO also has a positive impact on their tax. A lot of times, we may a CFO may recommend something without knowing the tax impact of that, right? So that's where an understanding of both those, you know, strategies all together, working together, comes into play. Now, to answer your questions, why should tax planning be part of the business strategy? To put it together, I think, again, cash is king for the business owners. Cash, having a tax strategy in place frees up immediate cash to a business owner, right? So as we all know that we are supposed to make 4 quarterly payments each year to the IRS and to the state if we owe any taxes at that time, because the IRS wants their money. Now, if you are strategically tax planning, those payments that are going to go out will be much smaller compared to something without tax planning. You know, if you are only filing your taxes once a year, you're not meeting with your CFO for CPA for strategies, you are planning to give away loads and loads of cash every quarter. And what does that do to the business owner? It delays their retirement. It helps them not make any appropriate decisions as far as growth and investing within the business is concerned, because they're low on cash. So to simply put it together, the biggest motivation for a business owner should be that this tax planning is their gateway to a healthy cash flow, early retirement, strong exits, and if they have somebody who is going to take over their business, for succession planning too. So a lot of motivation to do tax planning.
So what I'm hearing you say is that reactive thinking instead of proactive thinking is really at the core of the decision-making process to utilize the strategy of a tax planner such as yourself, or a CFO that is well-versed in the tax planning, so that I can rest assured that as we move forward and grow the business, that things are going to fall in place exactly where they need to be.
Yeah, absolutely. And both the CFO and the tax strategist have to work hand in hand to bring that strategic strategy and proactive planning in place for the business owner.
Now, from what I understand, you also work as a fractional CFO for smaller companies who can't afford to have an in-house CFO. Is that correct?
Correct. So any business owners or companies that are not able to afford, or they don't really see a need for a full-time CFO, that's where a fractional CFO comes in. We provide excellent support in the growth and the cash flow management. Basically, we're bringing that strategic leadership and accountability at the CEO level that apparently is missing with smaller companies.
Understood. So we kind of talked about how better tax strategy creates more breathing room and more opportunity for growth and hiring and all these other things for a business owner. Does it give anything else on top of that? When we really focus on strategically looking at our business from the perspective of tax strategy?
The biggest thing that I would take away from tax strategy is that the tax code is written for the benefit of a business owner, right? So yes, it creates more breathing room for growth, hiring, and reinvestments. However, think about your personal needs or any philanthropy that you're part of. So I strongly believe that if I have more cash or I pay less in taxes, I have control of where that money goes, right? So think about myself running a nonprofit, and that nonprofit needs to be funded. If I'm always cash poor, I have no control on how the government is going to utilize my funds, the IRS, how they're going to utilize my funds. But if I just pay my fair share and keep the rest to, you know, benefit the society or my own build the future for my family, send my kids to the private colleges and schools that they need to go to. All of that is possible with proactive tax planning. The IRS is not going to come and tell you you overpaid us. So it's our responsibility
That's
to
true,
make
they
sure
don't.
That we don't overpay.
So
use the tax code.
One of the things that I think a lot of business owners miss happens to be how they structure their business. So let's talk about a little bit about how business owners most often miss the opportunity to pay less taxes simply because of how they structured their business.
So that's a great question, because as we all know, the first thing that, you know, that comes to my mind, you know, we all know that we can register our business a lot of different ways as far as the legal structure is concerned. But structuring the business for the tax side needs some thinking, because a business can file its taxes a lot of different ways in the United States. And what, you know, I don't want to say that TikTok or Facebook, you see a lot of these reels that go through where you get those 5-second TikTok advice. And yeah. I can't tell you how many times I've been told that somebody told me to be an S-Corp, and that's why I'm an S-Corp, right? So you always have to structure your business based on the analysis part, right? So the, as a CFO and as a tax planner, we run your numbers. We want to make sure that you are structured in the most tax efficient way, not because a TikTok said so or a Facebook reel said so, right? So
which makes total sense
numbers.
To me.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, I don't use Google to run my business.
Exactly.
Right?
And so you have to utilize us. I mean, in order for us to put together a strategy, you want to make sure that you're staying compliant too.
Absolutely.
So even if you are an S-Corp or a C-Corp or a partnership, you have to understand the compliance that goes behind it. So structuring the business in the most tax efficient way should be done through a specialist and not a decision that you make because a friend said so or we saw it on TikTok.
Which is great, great advice. So if you're still a sole proprietorship, you might want to have a conversation with Sandhya.
Yeah, absolutely.
I listen to this, the clearer it becomes that strategy is not just about making more money. It's also about protecting what I build and using it wisely. Coming up next, I'm going to talk about one step further by exploring what it means to lead with a CFO mindset. So we're going to be back in a moment. We're going to just take time for a commercial break. We'll be right back with more insights on renewing your focus, your energy, and your path forward. This is Strategic Renewal on Now Media Television. And we are back. I'm Doreen Milano, and you're watching Strategic Renewal on Now Media Television. Let's continue exploring what it means to embrace change and grow with purpose. So I'm back with Sandhya Jindal, and In this conversation, I'm going to move to the idea that financial leadership is not only for large companies. What I want to explore is how can I think more strategically, review the right numbers, and lead with more foresight even before I hire high-level financial support. And this is a big thing for a lot of small companies because they don't know that hiring for financial support is an investment, not just an expense. So the first question is, what does it really mean for me to think like a CFO, even if I'm still a small business owner?
In my opinion, Doreen, again, the way the trend is going, everybody is, and I will also be very protective of my cash flow and the business that I've built, right? However, we cannot deny the fact that there's only so much we know. we may be good at one or two things that we're great at, but then we also have to understand that we need to, you know, build a team outside of us that can help us bring that leverage into the business that we're looking forward to. So building those goals, identifying where you want to be, and understanding that you need help to get there, because that help is going to support your dream and your future vision. That's where, you know, the mindset shift comes in. And of course, helping understand how you actually can act like a CFO. Start thinking proactive, start thinking more rationally instead of making emotional decisions. So when everything that you're experiencing within the business, may it be some pressure that you're feeling from the large order that you received that needs to be fulfilled, or having a really hard time in your marriage at home because you're not present with your children and your spouse, you know, helping bringing those problems and tying it to your financial clarity. How much financial clarity do you have? And how are all of these symptoms, you know, showing up and connecting it to your financial background within the business and maybe personal, is the first sign of you turning into a CFO before you even bring one into your business to help you grow.
Wow. You know, it reminds me of, it takes a village to raise a child, right?
Yeah.
But it also takes a team to build a business.
Yes.
And the team does not necessarily need to be employees.
Absolutely.
Right? So how does a CFO mindset change the way I make decisions under pressure?
Have you ever thought of the world where I know as a business owner exactly how much cash I would have at the end of the month, at the end of the quarter, at the end of 6 months, and at the end of 1 year? If I can have that visibility, I can make all of the decisions that are holding me back to be able to grow and to be able to bring that sustainable growth into the business. I will not feel pressured because, again, I have brought in a lot of visibility that will lead to profitability, solvency, fiscal resilience, and soundness in the business in the long run, right? And so having that CFO mindset can shift you from being feeling pressured and burnt out to confident leader that your business needs at this time.
Well, that's a big deal for a lot of small businesses, because
most
of the small businesses I know of, the owner is the chief everything officer, right?
Yeah.
And so they're running around trying to get everything done, and they're not really focusing on the key fiscal things that they should be focusing on with a CFO mindset, correct?
Yes. And when we are at that chief everything officer level, we tend, having a business alone is very lonely, right? The more we climb up the ladder, we're more lonely. And we always wish we had that, you know, decision-making wingman next to us, you know, who can actually help us understand the circumstances that we're going through and how it's going to impact my, you know, my future growth. So, yeah, you're absolutely right, Doreen.
And that's a strategic decision that you make, correct?
Absolutely. That's, again, shifting from being passive and reactive to strategic and proactive.
So the next thing I really want business owners to understand here is that bookkeeping is a reactive activity. It's not proactive. It's not necessarily strategic. unless you've had input from a professional such as yourself that is going to help you understand that how you categorize what you've done in the past will help you create tax advantages for the future.
Yes.
Right?
Correct. Yeah. And, you know, bookkeeping is a necessary evil. Being a CPA, we all know that we rely on books.
Yes.
It is the compliance evil that everybody has to go through. Everybody has to budget for it before they budget for anything else when they start a business, because that's how you're going to file your taxes. However, that's taking care of the compliance portion that the IRS and the state has put forward for us. Now, what about our own growth? What about our own, planning and goals that we want to accomplish? You have to get out of that bookkeeping space, because bookkeeping only lets you handle tactical stuff. Why are my meals X amounts of dollars when I should see my meals to be X amounts of dollars, right? So meals, maybe $2,000 max. That's tactical thinking. Now, for you to shift from tactical to strategic, we have to look at the bigger picture. We have to look at how my decision is going to impact my gross profit margins. How is it going to impact my profits? How is it going to impact my cash flow if I make this particular decision? And how is my sales and my revenue performing in comparison to the industry standard that's out there, right?
Those are big deal.
All strategic decisions. And that's where a CEO should land, instead of focusing on the various line items that a bookkeeper is putting together for you.
So what I'm understanding here is that there are bigger benefits to be had if we start running our business with more discipline, more foresight, and more clarity. How does that come together when I interact with a CFO or a strategic tax professional?
So imagine having that management conversation. So if a CFO, as a fractional CFO, that's something that we offer to our clients, and you have a board within your company that is meeting up to discuss various issues, and you can bring your CFO to that board meeting for any of the financial insight that the board needs in order to bring more foresight and clarity into their decision making, right? And mm-hmm. That's the job of a CFO, to come in and to guide you and to teach you and to help you understand what really is going on and what is the solution for what's going on and how do we get out of it. So once you have that clarity, not only are you going to be a valuable asset to the board because you can defend those conversations and those questions, but also you have a wingman next to you to support you with bringing that level of accountability and discipline that you need to achieve what needs to be done.
Awesome point. So this is such an important shift for business owners, not only because when they are leading, they have more visibility and more foresight, but they get to stop reacting to the business and start directing it. After the break, we're going to bring this conversation into something even more personal: how better decisions renew the owner as much as they renew the business. Now, think about this, ladies and gentlemen. We're really talking about how you, as the business owner, can renew what's going on for you energetically, as well as renew the energy in the business if we start thinking a little differently. We'll be right back. We'll be right back with more insights on renewing your focus, your energy, and your path forward. This is Strategic Renewal on Now Media Television. And we are back. I'm Doreen Milano, and you're watching Strategic Renewal on Now Media Television. Let's continue exploring what it means to embrace change and grow with purpose. Welcome back to Strategic Renewal, and stay connected to this show and every Now Media TV favorite, live or on demand, anytime you like. Download the free Now Media TV app on Roku or the iOS, and unlock nonstop bilingual programming in English and Spanish. On the move, catch a podcast. Go to www.nowmedia.tv. From business news to lifestyle, culture, and beyond, Now Media TV is streaming around the clock, ready whenever you are. And I get the pleasure of being here with Sandhya Jindal, and we've been talking about profit, tax strategy, financial leadership, and now I want to bring all of that back to the person at the center of the business. You, the owner, me, the owner, and the decisions we get to make every single day. I want this final part of the conversation to challenge every one of us to lead with less fear, less urgency, and more clarity in the decisions that we get to make to shape our business and our life. So I want to close this episode by focusing on the owner's mindset under stress. And I don't know a business owner out there that does not have stress. I want to show how better decisions create more confidence, more peace, and more sustainable momentum. So how does financial stress distort the way we make decisions as business owners?
It takes me back to my conversation with my child. So my child is a high achiever in academics, and he gets stressed about a test coming up or making sure that he wants to perform in that test at his very best. But that stress is taking up his energy. And that means he is not going to show up on his test as at his very best, right? And that's what happens to all of us. So when you have that financial stress, which is lack of clarity in your financials, you are going to make emotional decisions instead of rational decisions. If you are in a jiffy, if an order came through, or if a client signed up, without having an understanding of how solvent are you, you are going to, you know, be more reactive in taking on that client, even if it is not a good fit for you to work together. So financial stress is something that may lead to long-term burnouts. It can jeopardize your brand recognition and your goodwill in the market. It can also jeopardize your working with the vendors that you have established relationships with. And the biggest of all are your cash shortages, right? So when you are in the financial stress and you make a wrong decision, you will see a direct impact on your cash.
You're going to pay for it, right?
You're going to pay for it, yes. And very quickly, you may fall into the category where you may have to shut down your doors. And the baby that you started, which is your business, you don't want it to go through all of this stress simply because you don't have the visibility and the clarity that you need.
So what role does confidence play when I need to make a difficult decision about growth, hiring, or investment?
Again, confidence will bring the best out of all of us, right? And the confidence comes with having an understanding of what is going on in my business and making every decision or every issue or every problem that's not only related to my business, but also my personal goals tie back to the financial part of what's going on in my business. So the moment you start understanding your numbers, that confidence on making the decisions will automatically kick in, because you know that you planned for it. You didn't make a decision emotionally. And I think building that confidence does not come automatically by you just being the CEO of everything, like you said, Doreen. It comes with carefully planning and bringing that team together that is always out there to guide you, to help you, and to support you with your decision making. And when you see the success of those decisions, over time, the confidence will kick in. It's going to become natural to you.
So I want to tell a little story here. I have a client who had a set of circumstances happen in his business that created some financial urgency. And what goes on for all business owners when something is going on that is hitting their bank account and their ability to actually make money, it is an emotional reaction, just like you said. Nobody truly plans for business crisis so that they can overcome the financial reaction that happens when business crisis shows up, right?
Yes.
So it's really difficult to separate the emotional urgency from the financial crisis that's going on. The stakes are always high at that point, right? So what practices will help a business owner make stronger decisions with more consistency and less fear?
Act now. We always have to start with, well, the practice that we follow within our CFO practice and the tax practice is the results you're gonna get from acting today are going to be very different from, let's say, when you act in October of this year, right? So the time leverage that you have, please be proactive on making the right decisions that will help you get closer not only to your business goals, but also to your personal wealth goals. Again, the ultimate decision lies with the business owner, but imagine a life where you have your personal goals aligned with your business goals. If you have your personal goals that being met, and you're also living a very, very healthy business and work and life balance that you have established within your life, but also the business is still growing, you know, and it's accomplishing the growth over time that is not jeopardized because of that instant fix, you know, that you're trying to bring. That's where that aha moment comes in. And that's the clarity everyone wants to be at. Did I make things, you know, more understanding here, or was I a little distorted?
I got it. I don't know if everybody else got it. So let's make it a little more clear. Let's turn it into a golden nugget. What is the one practice that every business owner should take on to really help them make stronger decisions and get out of the fear, the reactive fear mode?
So the one decision that every business owner can make is when they start looking at things from the return on investment basis, right? What is the return on investment can I get by making this particular decision? Whether it is working with a team member, whether it is hiring a new team, whether it is taking this new order, your return of investment is everything to you. That will, you know, clarify where you land at the time of your retirement, whether you're going to have a very strong exit or not. How does your business look in the next 2 years? So it all boils down to identifying your personal and your business goals, and then understanding who can I bring in to help me accomplish these business and personal goals along with the strategy of return of investment.
So ladies and gentlemen, what Sandhya just really said boils down to make decisions based on the return on the investment. Don't make them emotionally, make them based on the financial projection and the return on investment for the decision that you're making today. That makes a huge difference for the business owner in making those smarter decisions moving forward. So, you know, what this conversation really reminds me of is that strategic renewal isn't just about improving numbers. It's about better thinking and better leadership and better decisions. Now, what does better mean? Better means that we are taking time, we're not reacting, we're being proactive, and we're looking at who in our sphere of influence can assist us and support us in making that decision that is going to really benefit the company, because we're going to get a better return on our investment in that decision-making process. Working with somebody like Sandhya makes great sense. It makes perfect alignment within your business if this is the decision that you're going to make. If what you want to do is you want to just work with your CPA, work with your CPA. But you have to have financial input in making those decisions to grow your business and how you're going to do that with an ROI at the core of that mindset. And when we understand the benefit of clarity, fear goes out the door. That's the other thing that we learned from Sandhya today. So, Sandhya, thank you for bringing such thoughtful information to us. Every business owner is going to be able to just really understand what it is that they need to know and what they can do, and how are they going to be able to contact you?
Well, thanks for having me, Doreen. I really enjoyed our conversation. The best thing to do is go on our website at www.jindalcpa.com and fill in an initial consult form, and somebody is going to reach out to you guys to, you know, make that first contact.
And you're in the DFW Metroplex, but you can do this for anybody in the nation. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely. So we work with clients all across the U.S., and that's not a problem at all. So we can work with them virtually.
Thank you for being with us, Sandhya. It has been a pleasure having you on the show today. Have a blessed day.
Thank you. You too, Doreen. Great seeing you. Bye-bye.